Welcome to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping new and aspiring instructional designers get the knowledge, skills, and confidence to stand out in the field and land their first corporate instructional design job. I'm your host, Jill Davidian, and think of this podcast as a way to put my over 20 years of corporate ID experience in your back pocket. I've helped over 1,200 new instructional designers successfully transition into the field, and I know what hiring managers are looking for. Whether you're looking for a career change and exploring if instructional design is right for you, or you know you want to become an ID and have no idea how to get started, you are in the right place. Join me each week for actionable guidance as we explore how to build your portfolio, transform your resume, and interview with confidence. Hi, everyone. I am back. It is so crazy that it's been 2.5 years since I have been on the mic. It feels a little strange to be back, but at the same time, I'm really, really excited. This has been a long time coming. There's been a lot happening the last 2.5 years. And, you know, I never really wanted this podcast to end. It was supposed to keep going, but life happened and I meant to bring it back. And I've been talking about bringing it back for a while, but it just wasn't the right time. But now is finally that time, and I'm just really, really excited. I have so many plans, and so much is coming. It's not just a podcast. There's a lot more that is coming that I'll be talking about in this episode, and I hope that you all are as excited as I am. I know that many of you have been listening or did listen to the previous episodes and have been subscribed for a while, and even recently, we still get people downloading episodes from 3 years ago. So it's awesome that it's still impacting people after all of these years, but I'm glad to be back and I'm glad to get back into it. So I want to level set and just make sure that we've got the right person, that you know this podcast is for you. And, you know, I just want to make sure that everyone's clear on who this podcast is for. Now, this hasn't changed. So if you've listened to any of my older episodes and they resonated with you, then nothing has changed, but there might be some new people here who are wondering. So I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So this podcast is for anyone who is either thinking about transitioning into instructional design, is sure they want to do it, but isn't sure the path, is already on their way in terms of creating portfolio and going through the motions, you know, the different steps, or maybe is already applying to jobs, but just hasn't landed one yet. So this podcast is really focused on those who have not landed an instructional design job yet. Now, we do get sometimes people listening who maybe have been instructional designers for a while and maybe need to update their skills and things like that. And so if you are kind of like finding yourself in the job market after being maybe at a job for the last 15 years and you're not really sure what's going on now with the job market and all of that, then this could be for you as well, but just know that the main focus is for those who have not landed their first instructional design job. So one thing that's really important to me as we move forward is that I want to be really intentional this year about creating a community. So it is not just this podcast. There are going to be other ways for you to connect with me, connect with others who are also going through this transition so you don't feel alone. Connect with people who have already made this transition so that you can learn from them and get advice and see how it's done. Connect with people who are already in the field. And just really, I just really want to be intentional about really creating a community. It's something that's always been important to me, but it's really going to be a focus for me this year. So just know that it's not just a passive activity where, you know, you can be if you really just want to listen to the podcast and that's it, you can do that. But just know that there is more coming. I'll be talking about this a little bit in this episode and more in the coming weeks, but we've got a lot planned, myself and the other members of my team, to really help you connect so that you don't feel alone in this transition. I really feel strongly about the fact that this is a life transition. So this is not just, let me teach you some instructional design skills, let me show you what needs to be in your portfolio, give you some tips for the job search and send you on your way. There is a reason why you want to change careers, why you want a new job, why the current career, the job that you're in is not working. There's a reason. And it's a bigger reason usually than you just want to change jobs. There might be some that are just like, I just want a new job. I'm kind of bored. But usually there's more to it. It's a totally a life transition. And there's a reason why you want to do this that is bigger than just, I want a new job. Maybe you want more financial freedom, maybe more flexibility, more time with your family, less stress. You want to clear up health issues. I mean, there's so many things that this transition affords people. And really leaning into what that means for you is what's going to help you get through this transition. And it's where we really want to support you. So that's why I'm here. My mission is not just to help people get instructional design jobs. It is really to help people find their freedom and really reinvent themselves, come into your power, and really create that new version of yourself that has the freedom to do all the things that you want to do and not be stressed and be able to spend more time with your loved ones and travel if you want to, do hobbies, and just not feel like you're constantly under pressure or not appreciated. We want to get past all of that. But there's so many feelings and emotions that come up with it, right? It's not just like, oh, we just learn the skills and then we move forward. Because if that was it, we would all have done it. There's fear and there's confusion and overwhelm and trying to make the time and then guilt about leaving. And just there's so many things that come up. And so this podcast, this community I'm building, is all about supporting you in that whole transition, supporting the mindset, the feelings and emotions, the actual skills that you need, all of it. So that's what this podcast is really going to be focused on. And that's what the community that I'm building is really going to be focused on. And there's going to be lots more to come. I'm planning a lot of things that I'm really excited that you'll be hearing more about in the coming weeks. All right. So this episode is a little bit of a different type of episode. Most episodes will be focused on all the things that I just said, and they'll be about you and your transition and answering questions that I've been asked and doing interviews and all of those kinds of things. But this episode, I just wanted to kind of do a little bridge from the last 2.5 years to now and give you a little update on what's been going on with me, where I've been, what I've been up to for the last couple of years that I just disappear off the planet, not doing anything with ID, or was I still involved in ID, but just not on this podcast. I want to just kind of give you a little bit of an update there. And then we'll talk about what's to come. So what's to come for the podcast, a little sneak peek of what is coming in addition to the podcast, all of that. So that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Next episode, we'll start getting into, you know, answering some questions that I've been getting lately and things like that. So when I started this podcast in 2023, it was January 2023, crazy. I was so excited to share what was in my head from being in this field for 20 plus years. I really enjoyed doing this podcast. I mean, the first month that we had over 10,000 downloads. And to this day, we've had 75,000 downloads, which is pretty good for a podcast that only has about 6 months worth of episodes. But life happened. And towards the end of the year, my mom's health started declining. And I'm an only child. It's just me living here in Houston with my mom, and I'm a single mom to my son, and I had him and I had her, and just something had to give. So that's exactly why I decided that I just wasn't able to continue the podcast. My son and my mom's health, along with running my instructional design certification and transition program, Applied Instructional Design Academy, that really became my focus. So I have not disappeared off the planet for the last 3 years. I've still been helping people transition into instructional design. So that has not changed. We have actually had over 1,200 people as of this year that I have helped transition, many from education, but a lot of them not, into instructional design. And they are now working as instructional designers. 1,200 people. It's pretty incredible. So I really focused on that while I was helping my mom and taking care of her and my son. And so that's what I've been doing the last couple of years. And honestly, I'm so grateful for this career because it afforded me the flexibility to be able to do that. I know that I'm not working a typical instructional design job right now, and I haven't been for the last couple of years since I started Applied Instructional Design Academy. But even if I was working a job in this field, I know that I would have had that flexibility because that's just what we have in this field. There's so many people even now that are like, I can't believe that when I have a doctor's appointment, I can just take a few hours off and just work, you know, the next day for a little bit longer that day, or, you know, be able to pick my kids up from school and just take my lunch break later. there's a lot of flexibility in this field. And so I am so blessed that not just this last few years in helping my mom, but just in being a single mom for the last 18 years, my son's 18 and getting ready to graduate next month, that I have been able to be there for him. And, you know, just being there for your family is so important. And so this field really has been a blessing. But fast forward to 2026, and unfortunately, my mom did pass away in January. And so I took the last couple of months to, you know, go through that and be able to get to a place where I can really come back and do the things that I haven't been able to do the last couple of years. And so I'm here. And I'm now in a place where I'm kind of hitting that period of new transitions, right? Like things are just going to look different for me from this point forward without my mom and without my son being here, because he is going off to college in the fall and I will be an empty nester. He is actually going to college in Ireland. So he's going to be a ways away, which doesn't surprise me. If you know anything about us, if you've been following me for any length of time, you know that we are obsessed with travel and we are always going somewhere. So his decision to go get his college education in another country is not really a surprise. I'm entering a new era and I am going to, you know, if you can probably guess, my next era is going to involve a lot of travel, maybe some more, you know, longer term travel. I can actually maybe call myself a digital nomad and be able to go spend a few months at a time abroad, but still working, because that's the cool thing is I can, you know, be able to just go and be somewhere else and have a new environment. And I'm always up for a conversation on travel. And now that the update is out of the way, I just wanted to give you a little idea of what was going on. Let's focus on you and what you can expect from this podcast. So I want to introduce you to a couple of other projects that we're working on. But first, what can you expect from the podcast going forward? So going forward, the episodes are going to be similar format and that they're going to be bite-sized episodes between 10 and 20 minutes. They will be coming out every week. So that's not changing. You can also expect my real, raw, and to the point thoughts in the field. That will not be changing as well. So that's what I really, that's my style. I like to really give you the real deal. Sometimes it's what you want to hear. Sometimes it might be a little tough love. Sometimes it might not be exactly what you want to hear, but whatever it is, you are going to hear the real deal from me and I'm not going to sugarcoat, and I never have. So if you've been listening or you've been in my world for a while, you know that to be true. So that is not going to change. You will hear my thoughts on transitioning in 2026. You'll hear about what is needed to successfully land your first job. All of those things are not going to change. And if you have been around in any of my workshops, you also know that I don't gatekeep. I'm going to give you everything that I can. And that's going to be like times 10 with the stuff that I have coming for you. Way more than I've been able to give in the past, because I'm just now in that place in my life where I can really, really focus on this. Like I said, the last 3 years have been really hard. I'm not going to lie. It's been tough. And so I'm going into a new phase. There's so many things in my head that I want to really share. So anyways, that's not changing. I will not be gatekeeping. I will be giving you everything that I can. So what is going to be changing? So I have come up with several different topics that I'm kind of going to be rotating between. And so we will be covering the job search. We'll be covering a day in the life of an instructional designer, what instructional designers actually do. We'll be covering the skills that are needed, the things that need to be in your portfolio in order to transition. We're going to be talking about AI and instructional design. Not only AI in terms of developing learning with it, like the AI skills that you can use to get a job, but how can you use AI to be more productive as an instructional designer in general? And how can you be more productive in your transition when you're learning instructional design, when you are looking for a job. How can you be more productive with that using AI? So we'll be talking about that. I'll have interviews. I'm going to be interviewing people who have transitioned successfully into the field and become IDs. A lot of them educators, but also some non-educators. We'll be talking to people who are working full-time jobs, people who are working contract. I know a lot of you are interested in contract. We'll be talking to people who are in the middle of the transition. How are they making it work with family and full-time job and all of that? You know, current IDs that you can learn from, hiring managers. I will be bringing on hiring managers. I'll be bringing on contracting agency recruiters. So if you are interested in working on the corporate side, and I do have an episode, it's one of the old ones, but still relevant. All of the episodes that I had before are still relevant. So if you haven't listened to them, you should go back and listen to them. But I had one on the difference between contracting and instructional design full-time work. And so we'll be talking to recruiters. I was just talking to one the other day. She is really excited to come on the podcast and share about recruiting and what to do to stand out. So those types of things will be included. So you're going to get all of my knowledge and expertise and get your questions answered at the same time. There might be some sessions where I'm focused on reviewing and giving feedback on resumes or portfolios. So there might be some of that as well. But either way, they're going to be bite-sized, juicy episodes specifically geared toward the person who is transitioning into ID but hasn't landed a job yet. Now, in addition to the podcast, and this is also super exciting, this is huge, is that I have also launched an instructional design transition knowledge hub. And it's going to be on Substack. So this is like the one-stop shop for all of the things that I want to share with you about the instructional design transition. And if you're not on Substack, you need to be. It's a platform that really allows people to create what is essentially a website with videos, audio, articles, all divided into categories. And so they're going to be the same categories that I mentioned earlier, broken out a little bit more. But the best part about it is that everything's in one place and there are no bots. All of the AI slop that we have on social media now, none of that. It's real people that are sharing and real people that want to learn. It is a platform for learning. And it's not all the junk that we have everywhere else. There's not even ads on it right now. I don't know if that will change. But all of that AI slop and ads and all that stuff and, you know, singing and dancing and all of that is not there. It's where real learning is going to take place in a variety of formats. You know, YouTube has real learning. Of course, you can watch a 30-minute video and all of that, but YouTube is only video. This could be video, it could be audio. And I'm really excited about it because I have so much that I want to share and have really been wanting to share, but I haven't really found the right platform to do it until Substack because I'm an introvert. So video has never really been something that I've just really gravitated towards. And so YouTube was hard for me. Social media, I'm not the kind that's going to sing and dance. And what are you really going to learn in a 30-second reel anyways? It's just not the best place for that. And so I'm just really excited that there's a platform where people really want to learn and share and collaborate without all the other junk that kind of comes with it. And so that's really what Substack is. So if you are not on Substack yet, you definitely need to get on there and create an account and subscribe to our Substack. What's cool is that all of the things that are on there are going to kind of live in perpetuity in these different categories. We're going to be adding to it all the time. So it's not like what's on there on day one is what's on there. We're going to be adding to it every week. The podcast, all the episodes will be there as well. Of course, you can always listen on your favorite podcast app, but they'll be there as well as any live sessions that we do, which we will be doing live sessions, which I'm really excited about so that you can learn. You can get review items like your resume and portfolio and things like that get reviewed. We'll have Q&A, we'll have community sessions and networking and things like that. And the calls will get added on there. So many things will be on there. It's just going to be the central place for everything. The Substack is called Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career. So it's very similar to the podcast. So if you search for that, you will find it. We've been sending out emails if you're on our email list. We're going to have a calendar on there. So lots of live events are going to be happening, as I said. Now, that is not all. We actually are working on a couple other projects. We're going to be really expanding the support and the resources that we offer you. So that's to come in the next couple of months. So stay tuned for that. I can't really talk about that yet until we get more into it. But right now, I would love for you to join me on Substack. We will put the link to join in the show notes so that you can join us there. We also have a Facebook group that I would love to be more active, because I do think from a chat perspective, it is a little bit easier to talk in there than it is on Substack right now. That Facebook group is Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career. We'll put the link for that in the show notes as well. And there's going to be a discussion thread for each podcast episode each week so that we can continue supporting each other through the community. All right. So I'll go ahead and wrap this episode up, but I can't wait to see you in the next one. Thanks for tuning in to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. I hope you've gained valuable insights that will help you on your instructional design journey. Did you have a moment of clarity? Maybe you have some additional questions. Let's discuss in my Facebook group, which can be found in the description below and in the show notes at learningstrategyanddesign.com/podcast. If you love the show and want to hear more, follow the podcast and give me a rating and review. Let me know if there is a specific topic you'd like me to cover or a guest you'd like me to have on the show. You can also check out more resources for breaking into instructional design on my website, learningstrategyanddesign.com. Stay tuned next week as I bring you more tips, tools, and strategies to jumpstart your instructional design career.